Great. Well, thank you. And getting me going, catching my second wind, and real excited to be here with you. And I tell you, I had so much fun this weekend at the Kauai Pride Celebration. And what's exciting is that I get to share some of this with you because we have, with thank you, technology, and all these wonderful people here at KKCR who hand me this little gadget, and it's very friendly to use because I was able to successfully do this. Yay, taking it with me to the Pride celebrations and talking to people, and you're going to be able to hear our conversation in terms of, you know, what does Pride mean? Why are we still doing this? Is there a need for this? And what do you think about everything that's been happening in our state first, in our county, in our state of Hawaii, nationwide and globally, really, in terms of all those issues and things that we hear about in the news and know that it impacts our everyday life for our LGBT community and, again, all of our friends and family who are part of our lives. So this year's theme for Pride on Kauai was the state of the state. And first, like, well, what does that mean? That's a lot of state of the state. Is that kind of like a tongue twister, or what is that? And I think you're going to hear from three of the organizers about where did that come from, what does that mean, and I know that my tired state today is due to having so much fun and really appreciating the opportunity of a couple nights and, you know, days of meeting people I don't see very often or seeing them and can't talking story and dancing up a storm and eating good food and having a good time overall and just connecting as we all do. You know, we need those periods when we connect with our community and our families and friends. So it was a special weekend. Each island in Hawaii, if you don't know, it seems like each island kind of picks a weekend to celebrate Pride. And on Oahu, they have the big Pride parade. We don't have that here on Kauai, but we were a presence there at a marathon. It's great to be part of that run and physical fitness and seeing all the other people there and being able to be a part of that community event as well. So next year, you know, listen up. If you missed it this year, listen for next year. It's going to be sometime in the month of June, usually the second or third weekend in June. And always a good time. But I also want to catch up, as we always do, on Free to Be, talking about what's been happening since the last time I was here. And that's actually been a couple of months because I was sick last month and not able to make it. Boy, you know, it would take, I think, the entire show to try and recap all the things that have happened, not only in Hawaii, but across the nation and also globally. So I'm just going to hit a few of the headlines, conversations that continue to happen, especially around marriage equality and all the states that are, I think within their own communities, continuing to have those conversations, going through the process through the court, and seeing what will happen in each state. So far, most of it has really been, I think, towards the side of expanding civil rights for everybody and kind of declaring that marriage equality really is about civil rights and that in our country, in our wonderful country, our tradition of not discriminating against people or saying that our Constitution really applies to everybody equally is being upheld. And I think we'll see more and more of that. And, you know, it's going to take a while for this issue and all these other issues to work themselves out state by state, community by community. And hopefully we're all going to end up in the same place here. The one headline that I thought was really, really interesting this weekend is the largest Presbyterian church denomination reversed one of their policies in terms of it was at their denominational convention in Detroit, Michigan. And the they voted pretty overwhelmingly to allow their pastors to officiate same-sex weddings in states where it's legal, and actually passed another overture that could change official church documents to include a more inclusive definition of marriage. So it's always, I think, big news when more churches and denominations really open their doors and are very visible and really doing the work in terms of changing their policies. So always a good thing with that. And a couple more bigger headlines. We know that President Obama recently expanded rights and protections also for transgender individuals working within the federal government. It sounds like, and I have to read more, but it seems to me what I've been reading is that President Obama has done as much as he possibly can in terms of federal government and protections for those employees, and doing all he can to kind of pave the way and be that role model for other states and companies, and making sure that all employees are treated equally and have the same rights as everybody else, and making sure that discriminatory practices are withdrawn and not being followed anymore. So mahalo to President Obama for all he's done. So let's get back to the Pride of June being Pride Month for the LGBT community. And I'm going to be able to play, I want to set the stage a little bit. The Pride weekend was held in Kapa'a. We had people from all over the island, and even visitors come to Pride celebrations from other places. I mean, who wouldn't want to come to Hawaii, right, for a fun party and celebration? Lots and lots of people do that. And so I was able to talk to several people who came to Pride, and asking about the theme of the Pride, again, the state of the state, and does it affect them personally? What do they think about what's going on in Hawaii and also across the nation? And what does Pride mean? And I'll tell you, some of this is really very touching. It was a lot of fun to talk with people. We were outdoors, so know that it may sound like it's really that here we are outside and the wind's blowing. You're going to hear a little bit about that from the wind and a little noise there, some background noise. But I think you're really going to be able to pick up on the enthusiasm and the important points that people wanted to share their thoughts and their feelings this Pride weekend. And the first interview that I want to play with you, this first little segment, was with three of the organizers of the celebration. They're members of Lambda Aloha, which is one of the nonprofit organizations that are in Kauai and have been on in Kauai for a long time. Or there are other organizations that were involved in terms of partnership and helping out PFLAG, Kauai. But Lambda definitely was doing quite a bit of the planning here and also setting the theme. So I want to play for you what was that all about, okay? And see what they had to say. So this is going to be Mark, and it's going to be Ross, and Faith. So let me get this going here. And
aloha, and I've got three of the movers and shakers of Kauai Pride this year. Ross, aloha.
Hi.
Hi there. Mark.
Aloha.
Aloha. Faye.
Aloha.
Aloha. All right. Well, so I've been talking with people, and I tell you, everybody's really got great feelings and lots of thoughts, I think, and vested in terms of the theme of Pride this year, in terms of the state of the state and quality and all that. So all of you are involved, I think, with Lambda Aloha, putting this together, and so involved with selecting the theme.
Yes.
Tell the audience a little bit about what was involved in selecting the theme. Was it like a no-brainer, or was it what?
I think pretty much. I mean, you know, once that...
We threw a lot of ideas out.
We did throw, yeah, but I mean, the big sort of the wonderful pink elephant in the room was marriage equality,
okay.
You know, and sort of, you know, very proud that we're in the top 20 of the states, you know, to
were we 15th or something?
We were 15th.
And we were just so excited about the state of today that we were like, hey, we need to celebrate the state. And then it was the state of equality, the state of marriage, the state of Hawaii, the state of...
Yeah.
And it just kept going on and on. So we centered the theme of every event around the state of something.
Right.
Okay, very good. It's also the state of summer.
Yeah.
It was the solstice. Right?
Yeah.
The solstice.
Yeah. There we go. All right.
That's where the whole Tropic Exotica came
there
in.
There we go. Okay.
So. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So it was the solstice and the event we had, and we wanted it to be light and airy and comfortable.
Yes.
Very good.
And so it kind of all came together, and I thought it was fun.
It was a blast. I think that it was by far the best turnout that we've had. We marketed it very well. We had...
a record turnout. So in past events, we'd had maybe 150, 175. I think the most ever was like
crossing
two something.
Fingers, right?
Yeah.
And
we were the nervous party throwers. Like, is anyone going to come?
Yeah. And we all know Kauai, right? Last minute. Everybody showed up at the last minute. Absolutely.
The best part was we had so many people come early, and we had over 200 people show up before 9 o'clock, which was impressive. We've never had that.
Yeah.
I think we lost count after like 230-something people. So
why do you think more people came out? Is it part of maybe the victories of the past year? Do you think that any of that's reflected in more people coming out and feeling safe to come out, feeling like, oh, I can support this community, whether they're one of the letters, right, of the LGBTQ,
right. Yes.
Or an ally or whatever? Do you think that played any part of it?
I probably had to play some part of it. I think people were happy to come out and celebrate. And I think the people we saw, we would see some people at some events and not at others. I think we saw most people last night.
Mm-hmm.
And this year was the first time we did the drag king and queens.
Ah,
we've always done a drag show, but it was the first time we did the kings.
With the kings, which was great,
very well received. But I think you hit it. I think the environment, you know, towards the LGBT community is getting more accepted, you know, and there are people that I've seen that, you know, 2 years ago, you know, they were on the down low.
Yeah.
My family doesn't know, and now they're here with their boyfriend or their fiance, you know,
or their husband.
Well, even politically, think about all the politicians who went out on a limb a little bit to support this for us, and I think we're showing our support back to them, and that was another thing.
And we will remember those who didn't.
Well, that was part of the thing, too, with our booklet and our support those who support us. We really tried to list everybody who contributed with silent auction or ads or sponsorship. And, you know, a message out there would be to please check out the booklet. We're going to load that up on our website soon, hopefully.
And the website is?
LambdaAloha.com.
Okay.
We also have a... Yes. LambdaAloha Aloha. Everyone knows that one. We also have a Facebook page, so Lambda Aloha or Lambda Aloha Kauai. Facebook, there we go.
There you go.
And that'll help you get information. We're a little slower on the web page than we are the Facebook. But I think the point, too, is to support those who are supporting us. And if they couldn't buy an ad, they gave us a silent auction item. And so if they can check those things and support those people, I think that's a message back and forth, just like our politicians.
Right, exactly.
Some of them stuck their neck out, right?
Yep, right.
We heard that this morning.
We heard that today, right, from Representative Morikawa. And, you know, what I noticed is that there's also more families involved, right? I saw other people who brought their parents for the first time, like, yay! You know, do you foresee that or hoping to have that grow?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the whole celebrate the state of who we are.
Yeah.
And, you know, even five years ago, we've come leaps and bounds to where we are today.
A long, hard road. And I think part of what we mentioned in our booklet, too, was, you know, the Martin Rice, how he was an advocate 20-something years ago, probably longer. And when he created the organization that's now known today as Lambda Aloha, was that 21 and a half years ago. You know, talk about the time back then and what he did and how he's been recognized. And that's why we wanted to start a scholarship in his name. And the thing that we just partnered with, PFLAG and Lambda Aloha, where we awarded money to a high school graduate, right?
Yeah.
And so that was another way of recognizing someone, a young person who is also advocating for things. So a lot of those things, it's really coming together. And you asked what made the event successful. I think it's all of that. Plus the great teamwork with all the organizations, with Lambda Aloha and Malama Pono and PFLAG, and there's more.
Always more.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was thinking, as I'm sitting here with the three of you, You held sign and stood out there, right?
Yeah, for the marriage equality, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, we were waving. I was there a couple days.
I was the one with the, what I think is one of the most clever signs. Elizabeth Taylor had 8 husbands. I just want 1.
Okay, so really this has personal meaning, you know, and it's not just sitting on the sidelines and going, yay, but really doing the work. So yeah. You've been involved in the work all this time. What do you see for the future? What should the community, your thoughts in terms of where do we look now? Or, you know, I'm hearing this conversation, I think, throughout the community of, well, we've got marriage equality. We're kind of done. Do you agree with that?
No. I think speaking as an ally to the LGBT community, that the allies are really very important and an integral part of making sure that we move forward, especially with equality in the workplace. I think that's a huge component. A lot of people are still very afraid to come out in their workplace, and I think that that's where allies really can step in and help with that component of our community.
Well, and a few other things you said, you know, with marriage. When I got together with Rob almost 13 wonderful years ago, you know, we didn't think marriage was possible. And at our 5-year anniversary, we had a commitment ceremony, and then we got married in November. So that was exciting. And I know you've gotten married and other people have gotten married. And I look forward to the future where it isn't even an issue of wondering about it, you know, where it's just natural. And now we have, 25 states or more, right?
Yeah.
And so that's a nice sign. But there is still more work to do. And with the employers or the companies, it's interesting to see who supports, you know, gay rights. And that's that whole support those who support us. I think the more we do that, you know, you think of Chick-fil-A and you think of those kind of companies.
Yeah.
And I think it is important to see where is your money going and where do you want to give your money. So hopefully one of my thoughts was, can we put more lists together of who is LGBT friendly on Kauai and maybe nationally, and maybe we can post that on our website. And so there's lots of things that we have in the works.
Right.
When I move on, and we'll see where things go as I move to Oahu. But but that's what I see, and hopefully I'll help do those things in Oahu, and it's just going to keep growing.
Good. How about you?
Well, you know, I applaud everything that's being done here. Part of it is that I don't think we can rest on complacency, because there are 25 more states that need to come around, and so it's great that we have it here. So I think that we should always keep looking out to our brothers and sisters, you know, on the mainland, and reach out to them, and you know, expounding on what Faith had said, the workplace, you know, equality in the workplace, transgender, and then I know that the YW and PFLAG are big on the bullying issues, and so that's all trickle down. You know, once the acceptance starts at the top, you know, there are little sort of
the internet now and bullying. It's even worse. You know, when I was a kid, it was, you know, sure, but now, you know, people commit suicide over the bullying, and you can't hide from it. And so I love the work that's being done on that, and I had another thought, and it totally escaped me when you were talking.
Well, I think, the youth component also, especially in the LGBT community, you know, they have a very high rate of suicide, and I think that the more that we can bring in positive direction and change in legislation, role models, absolutely, that helps the youth community engage as well as lead, because that's who we also need to focus on, is who are our next leaders,
right,
in the LGBT, you know, QQAI alphabet soup,
right,
of this community,
right,
because that's where it really boils down to, because as we age, we need to bring up the next generation.
Right.
So if you are tuning in, you were listening to a little bit. I was very excited to be able to bring to you some thoughts from the people who attended Kauai Pride this past weekend. And again, you heard a little bit. We were obviously outside. This was at the picnic yesterday on Sunday at Lydgate Park. And you hear music and you hear laughter. It really was very upbeat. And three of the members of Lambda Aloha, who were very involved in planning Pride this year, you know, their thoughts in terms of the state and reflecting on the victories from this past year in terms of marriage equality, but also I think being very mindful of where that we're not done, that across the state there are more things that need to happen within our own community, focusing on youth. They did mention the transgender population. I think we're starting to see that within the LGBT community. Definitely, you know, on the cover, I think it was Times Magazine, right? Time Magazine. And really starting to have that conversation and improving the understanding of all of us in terms of transgender. What does that mean? And I want to bring to you this next segment is talking with a young man, Matt, who actually is an employee of the YWCA. And working with PFLAG Kauai, working with Malamapono, also bringing in community partners such as Kauai Police Department and the Office of Prosecuting Attorney, and planning a conference that's coming up in July, and hoping that you will save those dates as you listen to Matt. We have a very special guest coming over for that conference, Kumuhina. There's been a documentary written about or made about her. You may have heard a little bit or seen that in the news about that premiere happening. And we're going to have her here on Kauai. It's going to be very special. So listen up. I'll tell you more about the details. If you're tuning in, it's Mixed Plate Monday on your local community radio of KKCR here in Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. We've got, we're streaming worldwide at kkcr.org, on cable at 95.1. If you're in Anahola, Molawa'a, we're at 92.7. And celebrate, you're listening to Free to Be, Mixed Plate Monday. And this hour we are focusing on all those wonderful topics and issues LGBT related, which then kind of translate and related to everybody, and everybody has a stake in this in terms of how it affects your family, your friends, your loved ones, and really excited again to be here and to share this with you. So the next segment you're going to hear is mostly Matt, who's going to talk a little bit about this conference coming up, and then I'll give you the details. All right. Here we go.
Aloha, and I have Matt here. Hello, Matt.
Aloha.
Welcome to Pride Celebration. Welcome.
Pride.
Right, yay. You know, I've been asking people, too, what one word comes to mind when you think about Pride Celebration?
Inclusivity.
Inclusivity. Good. Talk to me a little bit more about that. So does that mean it's open to everybody? Or
yes.
What?
It is not just gay pride. It's for everyone.
So, you know, we know we have lots of letters to the alphabet. I always talk about this with the audience, right? The LGBTQ, and then always talking about A as well in terms of allies or even those who are trying to understand.
Friends, you can put the whole alphabet in there.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So inclusivity. So how do you think that this past year, in terms of what Hawaii has kind of gone through with marriage equality and, you know, some other rights and issues that I think are continuing in the conversation, how is that going to impact you, or will it?
It already has. I got married.
Congratulations.
And, thanks so much. Yeah. And it's just cool to see the island community coming together in the state of Hawaii, making progress towards equality, for equal rights for everybody. It's pretty inspiring.
Very good. And how about you? What would be one word that you would think of for Pride? Reaction.
Rainbow.
Rainbow, anything?
Aloha.
Aloha.
Yeah.
Very good. Does that mean everybody's welcome? Or?
Yes.
Yes, everybody's welcome. Good. Matt, so, and I also know that during, with your work that you do, right, there is a special conference, there's more work to be done. Can you tell the audience a little bit about what's going on?
I think there's always more work to be done, and that's good to note, that we're always works in progress, and we can always have lessons to learn, and broadening our minds. But yeah, so usually there's a conference during Pride weekend, and it's postponed this year because we were lucky enough to confirm Kumuhina for our conference, and she's going to come talk about a place in the middle and being transgender in Hawaii and the cultural component to
being transgender and LGBTQ in Hawaii, and how being in that community has always had a place in the islands.
Very good. And when is that conference going to happen?
We're so excited. It's Friday, July 18th at the Kauai Beach Resort from 8:30 a.m. till 4 p.m.
Okay.
And you can register for the conference online at www.ywcakauai.org.
All right. And is there a cost for the conference?
Yes, $25 with lunch.
Okay. And if I heard right, that there may be some scholarship opportunities available?
Yes, there's a little bit of funding. You can call the YWCA at 245-5959. We need to find out how many scholarships we can cover. But, yeah, for service providers or those in the community that may not be able to afford it, we want this to be an open opportunity for anyone on the island to experience this educational experience. So if that's a barrier for anyone, we want to make sure that everyone can be included.
Okay, so it's not just for service providers, but it's for anybody. Right?
Yeah.
So anybody's welcome to come, yeah. Whether you know somebody or somebody in your family, or what about a teenager? Would it be appropriate for a teenager to come?
All ages. Anybody that interacts with anybody else on this island.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. And Kumuhina, we're going to know more about her.
Yeah.
She's pretty, I think, well-known throughout the state, right?
Yeah.
And well-respected.
Very.
Excited about seeing her. There's a new documentary out about her that I think is kind of starting to travel the world now and bring, again, that message of aloha, like you were talking about, across the world, and trying to bridge some of that misunderstanding, maybe, and understanding where other people are coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. Really exciting.
Very good.
You were just listening to Matt talk about a upcoming conference on here on Kauai. Again, you're listening to people who were attending this past weekend, Kauai Pride, and some of their thoughts and reflections. And it sounds to me like everybody's pretty much on the same page that there's more work to be done. This is one opportunity to learn more about transgender individuals or just LGBT. Q community. It's for service providers, families, individuals, aunties, uncles, whomever, youth. Very appropriate. Kumuhina will be at the conference, and that conference is on July 18th. And the title of the conference is Finding a Safe Place, Finding a Home for Each and Every Person, where they are not only safe, but they can grow and follow those dreams and ambitions and all the things that each one of us have within us. And that, it's going to be, again, fantastic, with Kumuhina coming for that on Friday, July 18th. You can find out more information about that conference. We're also going to have Dr. Bob Bidwell, who, well-respected, physician, and who's been working in the field and sharing his wealth of knowledge and sharing his perspective. He's done work with in the youth correctional facilities, and bringing some of these things to light in terms of continued abuses that may happen, things that need to be corrected, and more work that needs to be done. So if you want more information on that conference, save that day, get registered, Friday, July 18th. You can go to the YWCA website, which is ywcakauai.org. Again, ywcakauai.org. And it'll give you all the information you need about the conference, and also, or give a call if, I think the organization really wants to be able to help community come. If you're interested and you want to be a part of this workshop or conference, give a call at 245-5959. Again, that's 245-5959. Unique opportunity to hear a well-respected member of our community, Kumuhina, Dr. Bob Bidwell, and again, working together to take the next steps to make sure everybody has a safe place to be and a safe home. So thanks to Matt for all the work on that. And again, one more time, the phone number for more information, 245-5959. The conference will be at Kauai Beach Resort. All right. I want to keep going because I'm going to run out of time. You're not going to be able to hear everybody, but I want to be able to play at least a little bit of everybody. The next group that you're going to hear, the next person, is, remember I was saying that people come from around the country to celebrate Pride. And I was talking to one gentleman who was from California and sharing why he was here on Kauai, what Pride meant, and nice perspective from somebody in California who's, you know, we often go there and have family and friends who live there. So this is Mark. Listen up to what Mark had to say and what Pride meant to him.
All right, I'm here with a wonderful looking group here at Kauai Pride and talking about the theme of Pride this year, which...
Oops, wrong group. Whoops, my mistake. Hold on here. I'll get you Mark here. And there we go.
Aloha, and I've got Mark here. We're at Pride Celebration. And Mark, want to talk to you because you're not actually from Kauai or the state of Hawaii.
No, I'm actually from California, just south of San Francisco.
Right, and what brought you to Kauai for Pride, right? Just the celebration.
Yeah, well, my mother is the president of PFLAG Kauai.
Okay.
And past couple years, she's asked me to come out, and so I came out, and I had a great time last year. It was fun event, and I decided, you know what, let's come back this year.
Very good. And you know, you mentioned that your mom is president of PFLAG. For our listeners, PFLAG are parents, families, and friends of lesbians and gays.
Yes.
And so you're in California. Your mom's president here. What does that mean to you? Does that you know, in terms of your family and your mom stepping up and being pretty visible and out in the community and talking about her son all the time, which is good. It's all good.
Well, apparently everyone on the island knows about me. But honestly, I am so proud of her. She is just... Yeah, she's stepped up to the plate, and she's always been about equality for everyone, and this is just another aspect of that, and it's just been an amazing adventure to watch her become the person she is now, because she's just, you know, I see the sparkle in her eye when she talks about, you know, waving flags and, you know, holding signs and the
yeah,
Pride events and everything, and I'm like, you know what, I got to come out and see what she's talking about, and...
yep.
Yeah, it's just been an amazing experience with her.
And from California, I mean, you know, that the case was pivotal in terms of Proposition 8. I know on Kauai we did a segment of that play, 8, you know, that they wrote all about the court case and huge celebration. I think everybody here was also, I remember that election night and watching what was happening in California after it was apparent that Proposition 8 passed and how I think the community was just done.
Oh, we were devastated.
Yeah.
Absolutely devastated. It was...
No, it's okay. It's personal. I understand. Thank you for sharing, Mark. I really appreciate that.
It was one of the darkest moments
yeah.
in the past couple of years because
yeah.
we fought so hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, to lose so quick and so close.
Right.
You know, it was heartbreaking,
yeah.
especially for my friends who had gotten married. They were now in a state of limbo. I mean, were they still married? Were they not? It just, you know, no one knew.
Yeah.
And so it was heartbreaking to watch them because they really just didn't know where they stood anymore.
Yeah.
Because for 2 or 3 months, they were legally recognized, and then all of a sudden they weren't again.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my God.
Just when we think back, you know, it's just amazing. And how some people find themselves in that position across the nation as our country continues, you know, as the dominoes fall, I guess, you know, if you look at the states and the trend's pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
But people going through that kind of turmoil
yeah.
as each state wrestles with this issue.
Exactly.
And, you know, really addressing the discrimination
practices within their own boundaries, within their own borders.
Yes.
So you, I know you guys were a real inspiration to those of us in Hawaii. This pride theme of the state of our state and really kind of continuing with that celebration of marriage equality. So we have another, you know, across the ocean there. There we go, another bridge, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, last year when when Prop 8 was overturned in California, we actually were up in San Francisco that night, and it was just amazing to see people just, you know, letting out all that pent-up frustration in a very positive way. You know, we had, you know, they closed off Castro Street and just turned it into a big party.
Right.
It was like going there for, you know, Pink Saturday or, some, you know, Castro Street Fair again. Mm-hmm. It was just amazing.
That's fantastic.
And, yeah. And
do you feel that still affects the community today, even though, you know, it's been law now for a while? I think we're just still kind of watching it here in Hawaii in terms of everybody still kind of thinking, wow, how is this going to impact us in the long term?
Yeah, and I think that's the question that a lot of people are asking now in California is, you know, now that we have marriage equality, what next? You know, not that they're looking for the next battle to fight, but really, what next in our lives? You know, now that it's not as much of an issue as it used to be, at least in the areas that we're in, it's just kind of almost a anticlimactic moment in a way.
Like, what do we have to fight for now?
Well, yeah, exactly. People have been fighting for so long.
Yeah,
they're like,
right.
They're looking at each other, going, "Okay, now what?" What's going on with the community? Are we, you know, are we going to disappear? Do we need the community centers anymore? Do we need the Castro anymore? Do we need these neighborhoods and bars? Or should we just kind of open up and kind of take the LGBT off because we are now part of the community? And there's others of us that say, no, we need to keep that there because we need to, even though we've got that equality, for that part, we still need to be visible.
Right.
Because we are not a, you know, you can't just walk down the street and for the most part see, you know, see someone say, oh, he's gay, or oh, she's a lesbian, or oh, she's trans. You sometimes just don't know.
Right.
And so we have to keep that visibility out there. I think that's where we have to be now, is we have to, come back to the community and start saying, okay, how are we going to stay visible?
Mm-hmm. And I think stay strong, too, mm-hmm. because, you know, again, it's like in this election cycle, we'll see some of it in Hawaii in terms of any backlash or, you know, the state legislators that supported the issue in Hawaii and how they're kind of being targeted.
Yeah.
So let's see how it plays out. And I think our state has equality now. But it's not that way for our brothers and sisters, our Ohana across the nation. So I'm with you in terms of we got to keep strong, right?
Exactly.
We
got to
keep this focus going, make sure equality's for everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And until all 50 states and actually every nation,
there you go.
The
right.
fight is never going to be over.
The global.
Exactly.
Isn't it the global
it
gay
is.
Agenda?
Well, yeah. I'm sorry, you know, when the gay agenda was around in the 1990s, my gay agenda was having a nice brunch and having, you know, having a wonderful afternoon with friends. There was nothing more to it.
I know. It's so funny.
And it hasn't changed.
I mean, with the gay agenda, I'm like, well, what are we doing today? What's on my agenda today?
Exactly.
All right. Well, Mark, thank you for sharing and happy Pride.
Oh, thank you. Happy Pride, everyone.
All right. For those tuning in, just a recap again, you are hearing from some of the people that were at, obviously feeling pretty good and enjoying the community spirit. And I noticed we've got listeners online from California. There was one of your native sons, Mark from California, who was here on Kauai, for Pride, sharing his thoughts and you know, keeping it real and knowing that as we talk about this, how personal it is and you know, everybody having their own story to tell. So I'm really honored to be able to share these stories with you, people, you know, sharing some of their deepest emotions because of the work, because of, you know, all of the things and what it means to be able to be free in terms of who you are and your families and what everybody wants in life for each one of us. So I want to continue this. I've got just a few minutes left. I know that jazz is coming up at 6 o'clock and always a fantastic show. And I think Cousin Rich is on tonight. So looking for Cousin Rich to come in and play some of that wonderful, smooth jazz. You can hear music in the background. It probably we've always got music, right? And a little bit with the wind. My apologies if that's a little bit distracting. It was a gorgeous day outside. We were out there enjoying that and having these wonderful conversations. The next group or the next segment I want to play for you, a little bit of a group and a little perspective, different perspective too, as a adult child of a transgender individual was part of this group. And I was really, really happy to be able to include this today and to have you hear from voices that maybe you don't normally hear from. So let's see what this wonderful group had to say about Kauai Pride.
Voices coming out now, and I'm finding that we
I want to start that from the beginning. How about? I'm going to get this for you. Hang on.
All right. I'm here with a wonderful looking group here at Kauai Pride, and talking about the theme of Pride this year, which is the state of the state, and really kind of referring to the state of LGBTQ rights and the I think the victories that we've had this past year and also challenges that remain. So how you feeling about Pride?
Well, this is a really good year. As one of the voices that's really not heard so often in the community, I'm an adult child of a transgendered parent. And so often in our struggle over the last several years, we've heard, well, how are the children going to be impacted by this? What kind of adults are they going to grow up into being? And I'm one of those adults. And I grew up out of a very tumultuous time in our country. And to see people now be able to get married and to have the families that they want is so huge to me and is so heartwarming to me and means so much for, I am so excited for what's coming up for the children of the next generation who get to be raised in families that want them and who love them and who are in a position to be the best parents possible. We're going to have some amazing kids coming out of this community.
Ah, very good. Great perspective. And you see, more things happening in the future now, kind of focus on transgender individuals, families, or just the entire community?
I do see a lot more coming up with the transgender community. There's a lot more voices coming out now, and I'm finding that we still have a long way of acceptance, but I think that as a nation, we're getting there. And I think Kauai is being very proactive on accepting the folks in the community who are trans. And, you know, it's all about community building and coming together and welcoming people with open arms. And I think we're going to get there.
All right. Good.
All
right.
Thank you.
Next.
Well,
your initial thoughts?
I'm happy to see marriage equality take place here in Hawaii, and as it's taking place in many states across the country, I think it just represents a shift in attitude nationwide, and I think it's really kind of normalizing the human experience. You know, it's helping people to find things that they have in common, and I think we all have the same kind of desires in life to belong and to share our experience with other people. And so I think that marriage equality ultimately is just going to lead to more opportunities for everyone to connect with each other.
And you feel like that's part of why Pride is in existence now? Or the impact of Pride? Or?
Yeah, I think the benefit of Pride and really kind of celebrating our communities is that it kind of shows the world that we're just like everyone else who, you know, we like to, you know, we like to spend time with people we care about. And, I think it normalizes the LGBTQ experience, for the rest of, the rest of society.
Yeah.
Good.
Next,
hear your thoughts.
I agree with what's been said. I think that it's really nice to see marriage equality move us all towards just a sense of normalization. And I heard somebody say earlier that it's been a long time coming, and it's probably something that I think we all agree should have happened a long time ago, but we're quite happy that it has. You know, I just started rereading Dreams of My Fathers, which was Barack Obama's first book, and in there he talks about how his grandparents felt uncomfortable in Texas with their own identity and moved to Hawaii to feel a part of and part of a diverse multicultural community and to a place that was always welcoming of the differences in people. And he talks about how his mother and father legally couldn't marry in most of the states when he was growing up. And I was reflecting on that during Pride Week and just thinking of the differences today versus then, and how Hawaii's been a state that's led the way. Yeah.
And it's exciting and really heartwarming to be a part of that.
All right. Next. Aloha, free to be Kauai audience. This is Kipukai Kualii. Yeah, it's a beautiful day here at Lydgate, our Pride. The end of our Pride weekend, we're having our potluck picnic, and there's a lot of people here celebrating. It's a continual struggle, of course, for our community, but it is very exciting, the strides that we've made, and with the marriage passing in Hawaii last year, we're celebrating that for sure. I think it was last year, some folks in my family and I, we did the Love Makes a Family project photo shoot. So I think, you know, LGBT people are no different than everyone else, and we have our families and our support group together, and the more that we come out and just be ourselves in society, the more things change and it gets better for our young people. And we've come a long way, but it's a continual struggle, and we need to just keep at it.
Yeah,
and it's important that we have a show like this, Free to Be. So thank you, Renee, and everyone involved with Free to Be.
All right, and what?
Well, go figure. I'm going to cut that off. Look at that free promotion for my show. I appreciate. Richard is here. If you're tuning in, KKCR, Mixed Plate Monday, and just the last about 6 or 7 minutes of Free to Be until next month. But Richard's going to be here and play some wonderful jazz. That last group you heard, and actually the last individual you heard, was Kipukai Kualii, who's actually a candidate, I think, running for public office. So you've been in our community and done quite a few things. But again, overall, that theme and the daughter of the transgender individual with lots of hope and, you know, I think also determination in terms of going into the future, what do we do next, and how do we help anybody and everybody else in the community. So I want to leave you this last segment was with a couple who, again, many of these people that you've heard from have been together for many, many years. This lesbian couple, along with their dog, Sager, who just like one of my favorite little furry creatures on this planet. But they're gonna talk a little about their story and how over the years they've been together and done this and done that and, you know, gone through the whole process, and now here they are. So I'm going to leave you with this until next time. Please take care of yourself. If you want to check out that conference that's coming up, go to ywcakauai.org or call 245-5959. Because it's going to be a wonderful thing, wonderful conference. Kumuhina can't be more excited about being here and sharing her story, her mana'o, and that will, I think, just knock everybody's socks off. Dr. Bob Bidwell, and looking forward to seeing everybody out there. So, again, that's Friday, July 18th, ywcakauai.org. You'll get all the information you need in order to participate from that. So until next month, thank you, Kauai. It's been wonderful to be here. And I'm going to leave you with Maddie and Maureen until Rich comes up.
Aloha, and I've got two of my good friends with me here, or actually I should say three. Thank you. Sager's here too. But anyway, Maddie and Maureen, so I'm really interested to hear your thoughts about this year's Pride and the theme about our Pride this year in terms of the state, right? Hawaii and looking back this past year and looking forward to the future. So what are your general thoughts about Pride and where we are?
Well, I just couldn't be happier. It's wonderful to celebrate Pride today. And a year ago, if someone had told me I'd be sitting here this year, a married woman, legally married, I would never have believed it. I was that downhearted about things. But we triumphed, and thanks to Governor Abercrombie in particular, we made it through the legislature, and it's just a wonderful feeling.
Right, so within the past year, you got married.
Got married on January 18th. It was a wonderful ceremony. We invited our whole congregation of our church to attend, and it was just fabulous.
Well, congratulations, and that's amazing. So let the audience know, what church is that? So somebody is looking for, sounds like you had a very positive experience, right? And it may be that not all congregations are still at that, you know, at that level, but can you tell the audience, is it a welcoming church, affirming church? Sure, sounds like
sure, I'd be happy to tell them. Well, we attend and we're married at St. Michael's and All Angels Episcopal Church in Lihue. And they are a very open church. Hospitality is their number one ministry and very inviting. A lot of diversity in the church. We're not the only gay couple there. And there have been other weddings there, gay weddings besides ours. And it's just a wonderful environment. I recommend St. Michael's to anyone who's looking for a church. They would find a great one there.
Wow, fantastic. Thank you for that information. It's good for the community to know. So, and Maddie, how about you? What's your ideas or reactions to where we are today in Pride?
Well, I have to agree with Maureen that it's unbelievable to me that we've actually come to a place where we can get married, where there's such support in the workplace, in the community for gay and lesbian relationships, and that now being out isn't such a traumatic experience. It's so exciting to be at this point in our progress and the progress of our society.
Now, and if I remember right, two of you with Sager here, our wonderful, beautiful dog friend, were out actually working for this, right? Working for marriage equality. It wasn't that you were not involved. And
right.
So what kind of work did you do?
Oh, we did a lot of standing on the curb at corners and with signs. We even got our pastor, Father Bill, to come out and stand with us and do waving to the cars that went by. And we realized we had a lot of support in the community. It was very heartening to do that. And in addition, did some letter writing for the newspaper.
Very good. How about you?
Yes, that's...
Thank you. are listening to KKCR and KKCR in Honolulu and KAQA in Kilauea. That's 90.9 on the North Shore, 91.9 island-wide, and on Ahola, we're at 92.7. And if you're over in Oahu, you can pick us up at 104.7. We're also on the internet, so if you are off-island, you can pick us up at kkcr.org. That's Kauai Community Radio. Listener-supported and volunteer-powered. My name is Richard. This is a Sunset Jazz program. I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing jazz music for you. And Sunset Jazz is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with Kauai Marine and Mower, Kamoa Ukulele Company, HawaiiGaga.com Vacation Guide, and the Red Clay Jazz Festival.
Kauai Marine and Mower, located in Old Kapa'a Town, is proud to underwrite this KKCR program. Kauai Marine and Mower features Honda garden and lawn equipment and also Echo power equipment. 823-0556.
Kamoa Ukulele Company, dedicated to building high-quality bell-tone instruments. Built with a one-player-at-a-time philosophy, whether you're a true beginner or ukulele master, there's a tailored Kamoa experience for you. From student models up to custom masterpieces, Kamoa Ukulele Company, a family-owned business, supports KKCR. More information at 652-9999 or online at kamoaukulelecompany.com.
HawaiiGaga.com, Hawaii Vacation Rental Directory and Vacation Guide. A proud sponsor of Kauai Community Radio, Hawaii Gaga also publishes the Kauai GPS Tour Guide, an audio tour of Kauai for iPhones. More information online at HawaiiGaga.com.
The 7th Annual Red Clay Jazz Festival 2014 is June 25th through the 28th. Friday the 27th features Hawaii legends Jimmy Borges and Betty Lou Taylor, plus slack key masters Ken Emerson and Will Bernard at the Kauai Beach Resort, starting at 7 p.m. Saturday the 28th features 7-time Grammy winner Diane Schur, the Chicago Blues Band, Mississippi Heat, and Swing Shift, plus food booths at the Kauai Lagoons, starting at 4 p.m. On Wednesday and Thursday the 25th and 26th, there will be live performances around the island, plus educational workshops by the musicians. More information at 822-3148 or online at redclayjazz.org.
And mahalo to Kauai Marine and Mower, Kamoa Ukulele Company, HawaiiGaga.com Vacation Guide, and the Red Clay Jazz Festival for supporting Kauai Community Radio. And mahalo to you listeners as well. I've got Cousin Rich in the studio and talking about the Red Clay Jazz Festival that's coming up. It's going to be coming up very soon, folks. Are you on?
Yes, I am on. Hey, let me adjust my volume. Yeah. Hey, Richard, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Cousin Rich. Very, very well.
And this week we have something that's great, right? Coming up.
This Friday.
The Red Clay. Actually, it starts on Wednesday.
Oh, right. Wednesday, the 25th.
Yeah, Wednesday there is, you should pull it up on the website there. But Wednesday there are two free events over at the Common Ground.
Mm-hmm.
Tresara's is at Common Ground from 5:30 to 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And at Kukui'ula Village, I can't remember who's there. We have to look that up. There's another free jazz event there.
Okay.
And then on Thursday night, there are two free jazz events.
Where are they being held?
Let me pull it up on the website.
Okay. We'll play some music and I'll come back on that. Yeah. But then on Wednesday night, Wednesday and Thursday is the jazz workshops. On Friday night is Jimmy Borges and Betty Lou Taylor, along with Ken Emerson and Will Bernard. And that's going to be held at where? Trees?
No, that's going to be at the Kuhi. Let me pull all this information up. I came a little ill-prepared.
And then the Red Clay Jazz Festival on Saturday.
The main event on Saturday. Yeah.
And that's going to be killer with Diane Schur, Mississippi Heat, and Swing Shift.
And we have some free tickets to give away today and tomorrow.